You're there.
Excuse me. Hello.
It's 88.5 KCSN and a track from Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young finishing up that set. Music from Churchill as well with Change, Ryan Adams, and a little earlier on the Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds track, Jubilee Street. And again, we posted the video for that on the Nick Harcourt Facebook page. Hey, Leanne LaHavis is with us.
Hello.
Great to meet you.
You too.
Very briefly so far, obviously. We just sort of met as you walked in, but... I'm always happy when artists walk in at this time of the morning and they're actually smiling. It's a good start.
I love radio.
You do?
So I'm always very, very happy to walk into a radio station in the morning.
Well, we're very happy you're here. I want to talk to you in a little bit. I know there's a couple of shows coming up at the El Rey Theatre, which we can talk about as well.
Yeah.
And but you're going to play a song for us to start off with.
Yes, I am indeed.
And then maybe we'll chat in between that and the next one. What's the first track you're going to play for us?
It's a song called Tease Me.
I love your guitar. Can you?
Thank you.
We got to get a photo of that up on the Facebook page.
I was hoping you would ask me about it.
Yeah. Well, okay. I'll ask you after you play Tease Me.
It's okay,
Leanne LaHavis on the morning show at KCSN.
Thank you. Stops, but I see the end before I wake up. Oh, the dream never wins, no. So I prayed for yesterday, and I haven't slept a wink since. I never know what I want, what I need. So I think it's best you stay away from me, 'cause I hate the way you tease me. I am not lonely, I'm alright, but you sure don't make it easy to show my hand and say goodnight. But it's me who takes the blame if I sing a war. Will I try again? No. I'd receive my fateful end. How did I let this thing happen? I never know what I want, what I need. So I think it's best you stay away from me, 'cause I hate the way you tease me. I am not lonely, I'm alright, but you sure don't make it easy to show my hand and say goodnight.
It's 88.5 KCSN, The Morning Show. I'm Nick Harcourt and Leanne LaHavas playing for us. That was really beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you.
Tease Me was the name of that song. I want to talk, obviously, about a couple of the other songs in the album as well. But let's get back to that guitar, first of all.
Let's.
We'll make sure somebody puts a picture of that up on the Facebook page or tweets it or something. But I'm just fascinated. First of all, it's turquoise, right?
It's actually, the technical name for this color is seafoam green.
Oh, excuse me.
So there you go.
It's seafoam green because it's a Fender color, right?
Well, I suppose so. Yeah.
Seafoam green. Okay. It's got. Tell us about the guitar.
Well, it is called a Tressart. It's made by a guy called James Tressart, who actually lives in California.
All right.
And it's got a steel body, so it's called a baritone steel caster. And I found it the other day.
Are you
I
serious?
I went guitar shopping. Yeah.
Where'd you get it?
From the Guitar Center on Sunset.
It's so funny. I know that place very well.
It's great, isn't it? It's
yeah.
like Wayne's World.
It is. That's wild. And so you just picked it up this week.
I did.
And you're playing gigs with it already.
Yeah.
I love it.
It appeared on Jay Leno. That was its TV debut.
Yeah, so you made your Tonight Show debut a couple of nights ago, right?
I did, yeah.
How'd that go?
It was extremely exciting.
Isn't that one of those things where you sit around for 24 hours and then get to play for 3 minutes?
Kind of. However, the day itself was just, everyone was so nice.
It was a lovely day.
It was so exciting. And Jay actually came to my dressing room and said hello and we chatted for a bit. He's extremely nice and the whole team
are
really nice. And I played with the house band who are incredible.
Phenomenal musicians.
Yeah.
Before we get into the album and the next song, we've got a few minutes. So for our listeners who don't know anything about you, who've only just heard the songs that we've been playing on the radio, you obviously have an accent, which apparently I do as well. I just forget.
Yeah.
Where are you from?
I'm from London, South London originally.
Tell us about your growing up. Tell me a little bit about your early introduction to music. Was there music around when you were a kid?
Well, yeah, there was a lot of singing. My grandparents, I was brought up by my Jamaican grandparents, and they were churchgoers, so they all sang in the church. But it was my dad that actually played instruments, and he was the one that introduced me to the piano when I was about 7 years old.
So that was your first instrument?
Yes. He got me a little keyboard.
Did you fall in love with it straight away?
Well, yeah. I found that it just kind of felt strangely natural to try and figure out melodies on it, and it just sort of made sense to me. And around the same time, I started singing, inspired by Lauryn Hill in the movie Sister Act 2.
That's a great reference.
Thank you. It's still one of my favorite films.
No, Sister Act, it's so funny. I know a few people who are around your age, and Sister Act is a reference, which is just, it's hilarious
to me. It's such a good film, though.
Sister Act 2.
Inspiring. And,
yeah. So Lauryn Hill, what was it about Lauryn Hill that inspired you?
I mean, just everything. Her voice, her charisma, the fact that she could rap, just everything, like a voice like that can reduce you to tears, and it just really, really inspired me. And also, around the same time, my mum was playing me the Fugees. So my first favourite song ever was their version of Killing Me Softly.
It's terrific.
So, yeah.
Now, being inspired by that, and obviously you were singing in choirs and all that kind of stuff, when did you get serious?
It wasn't until quite recently. I left school at 17, 18, and I began working as a backing vocalist. And around the same time, I just sort of fell into a musical crowd, I suppose. There were lots of people that I was meeting that they recorded music and they all played instruments. And so I decided I kind of wanted to learn to play the guitar, to have something more portable than a piano to accompany myself on. And I just fell in love with it. My dad showed me the first few chords that I ever learnt. And a finger-picking style called the claw hammer. And then I kind of found my way around the guitar since then. And then I started writing my own music.
Did it come to you easily? Did you have to work hard at it? It's interesting. I talked to, you know, various people, and some guitarists will say, no, I was really lucky. I just picked it up straight away. And other people will say, no, I had to take a lot of lessons and practice really hard.
Well, I didn't have, like, official lessons. But it was like after my dad showed me the basics of the finger picking style, for about 2 weeks, I was like trying to make my hands do it. and they just wouldn't cooperate. But then, like, after 2 weeks, suddenly it was in my muscle memory.
It's one of those things, isn't it? I've found this myself that, you know, at the beginning you're like, oh, my fingers are never going to do this. And then all of a sudden they do.
Exactly. It's just not logical when you first start. Right. But now it makes so much sense to me.
So tell us about writing songs then. Once you'd figured out that you could play guitar a little bit, I'm guessing, at the beginning,
mm-hmm.
did you start writing your own songs straight away?
Well, I had been writing on the piano before, since I was about 11 or 12, probably. I'd been making up songs on the piano. But when I started playing the guitar, I found that, I don't know, it must have been what was going on in my life at the time, but I just found that my songs became more personal and my melodies became more connected with what I was playing on the guitar. Like, I would want to weave through the finger picking styles that I was doing and that kind of stuff. So I started to take it a lot more seriously after that.
Okay. Tell us about recording the album.
It was a 3-year process, but it was never not fun.
Now when you say a 3-year process, what took so long?
Well, it started off as just me writing with a gentleman called Matt Hales, who now lives in California, but I met him...
Aqualung?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know Matt.
Yeah, yeah. So I met him when he lived in London.
Sure.
And we were introduced via friends of friends.
He's a great songwriter.
Isn't he?
Yes.
Isn't he? He's just wonderful.
So you started writing with him.
I did, and I was a big fan. And the first day that we met each other, we wrote a song. And it just felt really natural to be like sharing that with him for some reason. I just trusted him immediately. And then we decided to carry on writing together. And then he moved to LA.
Yeah, a couple of years ago now.
Yeah. And then I was able to come out here and write with him further. And then it kind of just turned into the album.
Right.
So it was very, very gradual, but I had to learn a lot about myself and my style and all that kind of thing. And then it became the album.
I feel like we're almost related now.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, we are, aren't we, if we're English?
Yeah, I guess. Is Your Love Big Enough is the song you're going to play for us as we finish up our
yes.
show. It's also the title cut of the album. Can you tell us a little bit about the song before you play it?
I can indeed. It is a song that, unlike most of the songs on the album, it's not about any of my boyfriends. It's about the relationship I have with myself and about happiness and self-discovery and just having a really great time.
I'm really glad you explained that because, you know, obviously a lot of people will listen to a song like that and go, oh, yeah, that's about some dude. And it's like, no, it's about me actually being okay with myself. I love that.
Exactly.
Well, it's great to meet you.
You too.
You're going to play us out. And I will remind people there's a couple of shows, March 18th and 19th at the El Rey in LA. And KCSN is presenting the second of those shows. So we'll see you there. And again, you'll finish up our show. Jim Nelson is up at the top of the hour. Thanks to the folks at Warner Brothers, Julie as well, and our engineers. And Leanne, great to meet you. Thank you.
You too. Thank you very much. Found myself in a second. I found myself in a second-hand guitar. Never thought it would happen. But I found myself in a second-hand guitar. So I've just got to know, I truly have to know. So you've got to let me know. Is your love big enough for what's to come? Got so hot in the city that I forgot everything I was looking for. Made my way to the dance floor, and I danced till I wasn't drunk anymore. I've just got to know, I truly have to know. So you've got to let me know. Is your love big enough for what's to come? Is your love, oh, big enough? The past is done. Underground, friends I found, friends I found. what's to come? Is it your love big enough? The past is done. Is it your love big enough for what's to come? Is it your love big enough? The past is done. Is it your love? Oh, big enough for what's to come? Is it your love?